Thanks for tuning in to Catholic Connection, a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. We come to you live, good Lord willing, every day, Monday through Friday at this time. And on Thursdays in this segment, the first segment in our EWTN hour, we always try to check in with an amazing scripture scholar, friend, author, speaker, and one of our most popular hosts here on EWTN Radio and TV, Father Mitch Pacwa. Father, boy, you came to mind over the weekend when I first heard about this. I'm just going to let you start by just kind of giving, I mean, you've been watching, obviously, as we all have, the developments, the horrific things that have been happening in Israel. Mm-hmm. Just give us kind of your thoughts now. Here we are several days into this with so many people losing their lives, others hurt. Just your thoughts, and I know you wanted to give us some background about the terrorist group Hamas.
Yeah, I thank you very much for having me. And, you know, this is extraordinarily painful to watch. I mean, to see the kind of atrocities. This is something that should never be forgotten, that what is at stake are a sucker punch kind a set of absolutely horrendous atrocities. Israel did not know that they were going to be attacked. Hamas didn't dare signal. From what I've heard, they even used handwritten notes passed on by couriers to coordinate to make sure that there'd be no electronic media that the Israelis would pick up. They're certainly monitored. And then they came and attacked not combatants, but everyone from young people at a concert to, we saw, heard about anyway, the 40 little children, babies, who were killed and decapitated. This is horrendous to say. And it's certainly over 1,200 people that were killed that opening day. There will be more who get killed, unfortunately. I said this on my shows the last couple of days. I want to lay this out as a basic principle that I learned from listening to the Patriarch of Jerusalem. I interviewed him in 94, just as the possibility of peace was starting to come forward that allowed Yasser Arafat to come back to Gaza at that time. And he said an extraordinarily wise point. If you love the Jews and hate the Arabs, you are no friend to the Jews. If you love the Arabs and hate the Jews, you are no friend to the Arabs. You cannot love one and hate the other and then seek reconciliation between the two. It's impossible. So there, we have to have a concern for both communities, but also a very clear commitment to following moral principles. What Hamas did has no moral basis to it. And I think I've said also on my programs, I'd say it again and again, when you see the videos posted by Hamas, these are taken by the people that were making the attack, and you look at the faces, don't just look at the deeds, look at the faces of the perpetrators, and you see this wide-eyed type of glee. It's what some people like to call crazy eyes, that there is their eyes are wide and they are ready to do a type of fanatic evil, and it's on their faces. Watch for that when you look at the news and pay attention to that gets at the kind of personalities that are being dealt with in this battle. Now, in terms of background, Israel was formed as a state in 1948. The United Nations voted, and within 5 hours, of approving Israel's existence as a state, largely because of the strong feelings that were still present after World War II and the horrible Nazi attempt to exterminate the Jews. The world had this sense we have to let the Jews have their own state in which to protect their own. Within 5 hours, there was a fight. The country was carved up in crazy ways, and the map looked so odd because Palestinians and Israelis lived amongst each other, and they were fighting their neighbors. That turned out with the what we call today the West Bank being under the protectorship of Jordan, and Gaza was under the protectorship of Egypt. There was an Egyptian organization, still exists, called the Muslim Brotherhood, Ikhwan Muslimin. And they had a big impact on the group that we now call Hamas. That a lot of the ideology comes from that group. They had been fighting against the British since 1927. They fought against the government of King Farouk, which was overthrown by a military coup led by Gamal Abdel Nasser. And then they fought against the Egyptian government. And they were behind the assassination of Egypt's president, Anwar Sadat, because he made peace with Israel. So that group has a long history of violence, and they had direct influence on Palestinians in terms of a religious and political ideology for a Islamic government. Hamas, eventually, the Israel gave back the a big swath of Egyptian territory after the 67 war. Israel had gone all the way to Sinai. They gave it back to Egypt, and then they kept Gaza. They stayed in Gaza until 2002 or so, and then they pulled out because it was just too hard to rule. And they forced Jewish settlers in that territory to leave. And they let that be under the Palestinian Authority. Now, again, just to keep in mind, I know this is a little bit much, but you have to understand some of these tensions. Hamas formed in Gaza as its own group, later period. And in the West Bank, another group of Palestinian leaders called Fatah, they had been in charge of Yasser Arafat and now Mahmoud Abbas. They don't like each other. They have different ideologies. The Fatah movement is more of an Arab and Palestinian nationalistic group. They want Palestinian nation and nationalism, while Hamas wants a much more Islamic government. Overall, Fatah was more corrupt financially. Hamas was more honest about getting aid to the people. So they got voted in as the rulers of Gaza. And I think in 2006 or so. And they haven't had any elections since then. Nobody can vote against them. They get a lot of aid from Iran and other countries as well. And they get a lot of military aid from Iran. And even though they are from different branches of Islam, Hamas is Sunni, Iran is Shia, they still, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend principle comes into play. Mm-hmm. And Iran has been training Hamas in with the use of rockets and fighting and all sorts of other tactics. And over the years, Hamas has sent rocket attacks. and sometimes terrorist attacks. But this was by far the largest. There were, at least 1,500 that just poured through about 80 holes that they made in the wall around Gaza. And this is how this killing happened. It is using this Islamist point of view. And one of the things that you can take a lot of verses in the Quran in all sorts of directions, but there is a verse that says in Surah 8, chapter 8, verse 12, cut off their heads at the neck and cut off their fingers. That this was used. Now, most Muslims, vast majority of Muslims, do not use that as a policy. Hamas did. And that points to their Islamist point of view. Another issue that you have to keep in mind, and this is why I bring up the crazy eyes hatred, they are trained in absolute dehumanizing of Israelis and others, including Westerners, the way the Iranians do. And this absolute dehumanization steals people's will to go and do atrocities such as we've seen with raping, burning, killing, beheading, killing children in front of their parents, killing parents in front of their children, all of this to increase the viciousness. They were trying to increase the viciousness, and they're trying to stoke a war by showing this absolute hatred. But it's also an absolute hatred that makes their hearts like dry ice when it comes to other people's humanity. And that's also why we will see over the coming months that they will use civilians as human shields against their own attacks on Israel.
Father, thank you for that information and that background. So, so helpful and insightful. More with Father Mitch Pacwa. It is a Thursday morning. You're listening to Catholic Connection. This section entitled Cultural Connections, Father Mitch Pacwa addressing these issues that we're seeing unfold in the Middle East, specifically Israel and the Holy Land. We'll be right back. WTN's Father Mitch Pacwa joining us this morning with his take on the developments in Israel. It's October 12th, the Feast of Carlo Acutis. So, Father, reading reports this morning, there are some concerns that this is going to be a long one. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, I have no doubt, because there are a number of issues at stake. One, the Israelis do not want more of their own casualties if they can avoid it. That they don't want to see more Israelis die than have already died. So they are going to approach this very, very cautiously. And you can see why that would be the case. I mean, the loss of the 1,200 or so Israelis that already died would be like losing, over 30,000 in the United States in our population. So it's completely understandable that they want to be very cautious. So they are going to go step by step and very, very slowly in this approach. And this is something that we also see, that there are so many folks around the world. I mean, I saw this shameful chanting in Australia, Gas the Jews, specifically meant to trigger people's anger and fear towards the Holocaust and can, they are trying to make this comparison to the Holocaust. And in part, I don't know exactly what they were up to, but my suspicion is they were trying to stir people up so there'd be an overreaction. Because one, if I may be very frank, one of the sad games that gets played in the Middle East is one of who's the bigger victim.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the part, just like we see in this country, victimization gives you empowerment if you know how to use it. That you can get various people to say, oh, you're a victim, so anything you do is therefore justifiable. See, that's what the victimization game is about. How do I get, bigger victim status, and then I can go ahead and get more sympathy and then do whatever I wish and justify it. That's one of the evil games that gets played on the political realm. All of us, you know, who have any kind of humanity within needs to have a clear sense. I do not fall for these emotional arguments. I evaluate the moral actions that were done on moral principles. And, you know, so for instance, in this case, you look at what Hamas did. They did a type of fighting that has no justification on a moral basis. None. Why do you say that? Well, aren't they oppressed? You can deal with all of that kind of argument about how they, you know, their situation. But even in the case of a just war, you mm-hmm. cannot morally commit some sort of an action that has no hope of actually accomplishing a just outcome. There was no way that this attack could possibly bring about an improvement of Gaza's political and moral situation. It could not, from the way that they did this. So, what you have is this terrible action, and then the actions themselves were inherently immoral. We have to also apply just war thinking to the state of Israel, that they may not target, no army, not only just Israelis, but no army can target innocent citizens the way Hamas had targeted Israelis. That is inherently immoral and unacceptable. And so this is, again, where the moral principles must be applied evenly so that all everybody involved acts in a way that has humanity to it. I think at this point, the Israelis certainly are making it clear that they do not want to target Palestinian civilians, but that they do intend to destroy Hamas, which are the combatants. That is not immoral, but, you know, and any of their other actions has to be looked at on a moral basis, as always. We do that with our own government. We should do that with every government. That's the nature of dealing with sinful humanity. but, you know, justifying bad behavior because you agree with their ultimate goals has no justification.
Yeah. And this is Father, almost out of time. I don't mean to interrupt you, but can you wrap up by suggesting, I know that the Patriarch of Jerusalem is calling for Catholics have a day of prayer and fasting on Tuesday, the 17th. What else can we do as concerned Catholics when looking at this situation?
I think, you know, we have to be a very sober and clear moral voice. That's why I'm laying some of this out. Mm-hmm. We have to take a moral approach towards what's going on in this war and apply the same moral principles to everybody involved, and with no exception. And that principle and truth has to be there. Again, I think we can support, you know, the Israelis trying to take out Hamas, but also call them to be just towards non-combatants to the extent possible in such a horrible situation. And then, you know, in terms of this war, who knows how long it'll go, but being ready to help with a rebuilding of a more just situation in Israel and Palestine to help prosperity there, that would be important.
Father, thank you so much. Have a blessed week, and we will rest of your week, and we will continue to watch you. I'm sure you'll bring it up on your programs. Father Mitch Pacwa, everyone from EWTM. We'll be right back. Steve Ray up next to wrap us up on a Thursday.